everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 22nd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Thought you missed game night last week? Well, you didn't. We actually didn't have one, because we delayed to this week. We're going to be playing Thursday night after the Gamers In, and what we play is up to you, the patrons. So stay tuned for details on how you can put your choice into the hat of picking games. Anyways, we haven't named it yet. E3 is coming up in about 3 weeks. We have our normal way of covering it, but if you have any thoughts on how you'd like to see us cover it, certainly let us know. First up, in terms of content updates, Shipwrecks and Shanties has its latest episode up on the feed. The show will be on a short hiatus while Jocelyn and Civ wait for further content to be added to the game. I know the game is alive and well, however, they're waiting for a big content drop to sort of fuel the conversation. If you want to get updates on when Shipwrecks and Shanties returns, give a follow to Joss Plays and Civ Plays Games for updates over on Twitter. As for the Gamers In Prime, I have finally completed God of War a month after release. That seems to be the case when it comes to having kids. It's a very beefy game, and I'm not just describing Kratos, the hero of the title. Anti-hero, I guess you could call him. He is more of a hero in this one. He's an anti-hero in the other ones, but I did finish it, and we'll probably have our final spoiler-free conversation about it on the show. I think the next time it comes up will probably be whenever we get a chance to do a spoiler discussion. I think that game is something that should not be spoiled, so I will not be spoiling it. Both story and gameplay moments, because yes, there are some gameplay moments that spoil story moments, so I would never give that away, but I am going to talk about the end game, post-ending type content that the game offers. Yes, there is end game content in God of War. I was very surprised to find this. One of which felt like just something you would need to revisit once you get more gear. It's sort of like a challenge combat-based thing. But then there's also, and this is a slight tease, there's also like a roguelike built into the game. So I'm going to talk about that as well. It was really surprising to find it in there, and we'll talk about that. I'm also playing State of Decay 2, surprising no one, since it's a zombie game. I know it's getting terrible reviews or subpar reviews, but I want to give it a shot for myself to see what it's like. I'm going to put a little bit more time into it, so I'm probably not going to talk about it this week, because I have another game that I've been playing quite a bit that I want to talk about, and no, I'm not just going to plug God of War again. I've been playing Omen Sight, which is the spiritual successor to Story's Path of Destinies. If you remember, it's a game we talked about a few years ago where a fox has to save the world by trying different paths, and your choices actually matter, and when you die, you start over, and it was really interesting sort of play on the whole narrative experience. So Omen Sight has a similar feel. It's set in the same world. It's a spiritual successor. I haven't found any direct connections yet. It sort of just has that same look and feel. You play as the Harbinger, sent to the world to avoid some sort of critical world issue. So the world's ending, and usually when the Harbinger shows up, people are like, oh, wow, something bad's about to happen. So you're there to try to fix that, and there's some time travel in there. This isn't a spoiler. They get right into it in the first 15 minutes. When the world ends, you're pulled out and it resets. Sort of like how Into the Breach worked. When you got game over and the world ended, it would pull you out of that timeline and put you into a new one. This is the same timeline. You're running an investigation, and quickly it continues down that path, and it's really neat. So we'll talk about that. I sent it along to Jocelyn to see if she wanted to check it out. She did seem interested, so hopefully we'll get both our takes on that, since she did enjoy Stories a couple years ago. But she did say that she's going to be jumping back into Elder Scrolls Online, which, surprisingly, I did not know this was coming so soon. The new expansion Somerset is out today, in fact. So that snuck up on me. I think the last expansion arrived in June of last year or year before, so I guess it shouldn't surprise me, because June's in a couple weeks. I probably wanted to avoid that whole E3 thing that's happening soon. For Summoner's Call, there's a new bridal banner, and it is here. So that is something to look forward to. We'll have a discussion about that. We're also toying around with the idea of having a bi-weekly Fire Emblem game club. We haven't really thought a lot about it, just that it's something we want to do, especially when the new Fire Emblem Switch game comes. So we wanted to kind of test the format out with like a bi-weekly we did two chapters, here's what we thought. It will sort of, we're thinking it'll pop in and sort of replace another segment bi-weekly, and we'll sort of swap those out to kind of keep things fresh. We haven't decided on a game, but we know we want it to be accessible to everybody, so probably a 3DS title just to begin with. But if you have any thoughts or suggestions, you can go to our Discord, bit.ly/TGIDiscord, hop in the Fire Emblem channel and let us know. As for upcoming events, new games out this week. State of Decay 2 is out proper for Xbox and PC. You can also get it on the Game Pass. Runner 3 is out on PC and Nintendo Switch. I have a copy of that and going to check that out for the show eventually. Dark Souls Remastered is out on Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It's been delayed to the summer, I believe, on Nintendo Switch. And finally, Detroit Become Human is out on PS4 on May 25th, so this Friday. Check out the demo in the PlayStation Store. We talked about it on last week's episode for about 20 minutes. We really enjoyed it, so I think Jocelyn and I are both going to be checking that out for next week. Finally, Game Night, as I mentioned, was supposed to be last week, but we've moved it to this week. If you have any thoughts on what you'd like us to play, go to our Discord channel, to the Game Night voting channel, and let us know what you'd like to play, or go to the Patreon post and let us know. That's going to do it for this week. New Gamers In will record this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And right after that, we'll be going right into Game Night. You can check all that out at twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. And finally, thanks for listening, and have a great week.